This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the, not kind of, sort of, where I come from, sort of, not kind of, sort of, but really, truly being part of the conversation. You know, there's a lot going on. I know some of you caught me on CNN last night. And I'll tell you what. I don't know why I go there. I get a kick. I like the challenge. I get a kick out of it. But you are truly in the lion's den, right? And, you know, you sit there in the green room, and you're listening to people, you're listening to what they're saying, and the thing that scares you more than anything else, not that they hate you, but that they really believe what they say. That's the scary part. Think about that. Every word that comes out of their mouth, I mean, you very proud of themselves, very happy with themselves. Every word that comes out of their mouth is truth. And this whole love Trump's hate. Now, I don't know the name of the person. I actually don't want to put it out there. I don't want to make it look like I'm thinking for them. But there was one anchor there that can't stand me. I mean, she truly has little foam balls next to her mouth when I walk in the room. That's how much she can't stand me. And anyway, God bless her. Good luck to her. Hope she does well in her career. Anyway, see your host. Bolton says big change is coming at the White House. You know, Bolton is one of those, like, no-nonsense, take-no-prisoners, crank through, and get out of the way or get on board. One of the two. And I'm good with that. I think that's exactly how it should be. Right? Now, National Security Advisor John Bolton has informed the National Security Council employees that staff changes are imminent, which means any minute now, including an influx of new people and a reorganization. Now, in the memo sent by Bolton Wednesday morning, he informed staffers that the changes could include combining higher-level director positions. Source said that while some of the National Security Council welcomed Bolton's changes, the news will upset many at the White House who are overworked and overwhelmed as a result of the administration's mercurial foreign policy. The source added that, if possible, that skilled NSC staffers will leave their posts as a result of the changes. See, that's terrible. No, seriously. You know what I think is really funny? Not that government, some government workers don't work hard. But here's the reality. I've seen government workers at work, a good portion of them. They have a different, I don't want to say work ethic, but so be it if that's it, that's what it is, than the private sector. You know what I mean? So I don't know what overworked is. I know, you know, you guys, we've done these stories before where people have been paid, they've been paid a 40-hour week for virtually 12 to 15 hours a week worth of work that has, you know, certain processes get backed up, certain paperwork needs to be pushed through the system. it goes longer and longer. You know, it was really funny. The amount of judges required, right, to take care of immigration. And I was looking at how many cases each judge gets, and I think it was like 400 some odd a year. And I was thinking to myself, there's 365 days a year. There's, for all intents and purposes, what is it? Not 365. It's 200 some odd days a year, obviously, are working days. And when you look at all of that, and you think of how much, that's like two cases a day. It was ridiculous. And we're talking about a judge. Yeah, he has to go over the cases. He has to have a clue. But some of those he should be able to move through pretty quickly, right? Don't you grab the low-hanging fruit, the easy ones first, move them through? I don't know. I'm not a judge. I don't have a clue. Now, Bolton is the third national security advisor to serve under President Trump. He succeeded H.R. McMaster earlier this month, and McMaster succeeded Michael Flynn, who resigned in January 2007. Remember all that, right? He pleaded guilty to making false statements to the FBI. Now, a number of top national security officials, including NSC spokesman Michael Antone, Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert, your Deputy National Security Advisor Ricky Waddell, they've either been pushed out by Bolton or have chosen to leave because of his appointment. I'm not going to work with him. Love these guys. One of those former NSA officials, retired Army Lieutenant General Kellogg, was chosen Monday by Vice President Pence to serve as his national security advisor. You know, it was funny, on CNN last night, they were talking about all the moves, ads, and changes going on in the White House and how Trump can't keep his people there. Well, first, I've said this before, and I don't care whether Trump agrees with it or not. I think he picked people, the way he picked people, the way he based his pick on people, was wrong. And pretty much, I think what it shows is the, you know, what comes with a lack of experience when it comes to government. I know that when I got elected, and I thought I was going to go in there and clean it up, right? Going to get my whip, my chair, just clean the whole thing up. You know, guys, it doesn't work that way. They get so entrenched, these government workers sometimes, they get so entrenched in these processes, they get so entrenched in these procedures, it is impossible for them to move any faster. I always say, you know, education, when you're trying to push through processes, it's like running through molasses in the wintertime. It's almost impossible. I don't think Trump expected that. I knew he knew it worked slow, and I really believe he thought that he could just strip some of these layers off and make it go. But boy, did he get a surprise. Anyway, my special guest coming up after the break, attorney Barack Lori. He's written a book called Atheism Kills. We've had him on before. He has his own show. He's a real estate attorney, and we're just going to have a good time. We're going to talk all things from a godly perspective. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's where I'm going to get you hopping. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You can hop up on Facebook there, and there's a whole feed going on. We have a live feed there, and smarter people than I am in that chat room, you'll have a good time with them. Speaking about smarter people than I, Brock Laurie joins me, and I'm excited to have him on the show. He's been on the show once before, but I love his book, and I listened to him on Sunday mornings, believe it or not. Yes, some talk show hosts listen to other talk show hosts at times, especially the smarter ones. He's written a book called Atheism Kills, and you know what? I'm telling you, we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. People don't realize how important faith is to your health and in your life. Barack, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me. It's really an honor again.
Well, always fun. I love guys like you that are, I think I told you this earlier, that are approaching your show, approaching your people, approaching your conversations from a God-centered standpoint. Why it's so important to have a belief, I don't want to say in a higher power because that deludes God, but a belief in God. And I know you agree with that, right?
I sure do. If only we could all just understand that there is a God, then we'd be good to go, the whole civilization. So,
you know,
we need that.
When you have somebody more important than you, it changes the whole dynamic, right? So, all right. One of the things I want to talk to you about, more and more in the colleges across the country, there are cries, there are pushbacks. There are these young people that are screaming that the college needs to divest itself of all interest in any kind of company that does business with Israel, any kind of Jewish products or Jewish companies that they're working with. And these kids, they have been indoctrinated over the years for a long period of time. This hasn't happened overnight. To see the Jewish community as a bad community, to see the state of Israel as an oppressive state. How does one combat that? How does one work that into these colleges? And why don't, I know I'm asking a whole bunch of questions at once because I'm excited about this. This is just drives me nuts.
Right.
Why is it that the Jewish community still supports some of these colleges that feel that way?
You know, it's a good question. I mean, there's a couple of questions in there. So first of all, why is this happening? And then why are some of the Jewish community supporting it? And the answer is really one and the same. There's lack of information when it comes to what's happening vis-a-vis Israel. They have no or anything like that. In fact, Joe, one of the most fun things I do when I hear somebody who's anti-Israel, whether he's Jewish or not, but generally speaking, they're not Jewish. And they're not Christian either. By the way, Christians are very supportive of Israel. But when I get some kid or some adult for that matter telling me how bad Israel is, I stop them and I say, "Tell me how big Israel is before we continue this conversation." And they have no idea, Joe. And then I say, "Well, give me a comparison of the United States. You know, is it the size of, you know, a couple of the states of the United States? What is it?" And then they always say the same thing, Joe. Do you know what it is? Texas. They think that Israel's the size of Texas. Now, I don't correct them at this point. Then I ask, how big are the Arab enemies of Israel? And you put them all together. And again, compare them to the states, you know, one state or maybe a couple states. And then they answer, Texas. So to them, it's a Texas thing. And then I ask them about what is the population ratio between Israel on the one hand and her Arab enemies on the other. And is it 1-to-1? Is it 1.2-to-1? 2-to-1? What is it? And they say 1-to-1. And then I ask them, tell me about democracies in the Middle East. How many democracies are there in the Middle East and which ones are they? Okay? So I expect them to have the correct answers to these questions. And they don't. And they have to admit that they don't. This is an objective thing, right? And then I tell them all the truth. I tell them that Israel's the size of New Jersey, that the population ratio is 400-to-1 against Israel, and that Israel, of course, is the only democracy in the Middle East that supports gay rights, women rights, minority rights, and so forth. And that shuts them up. It changes the whole dynamic. But to talk to these people, that's the problem, Joe. And it's even a problem to a lesser extent within our own Jewish community. They don't have an understanding of why Israel is so important. That's what the problem is.
Well, I've been told, you know, by other people that I've had on the show, I think Larry Greenfield's been on the show, Evan Stayett's been on the show, and they've always explained to me that the Jewish culture, the Jewish community is unique in a lot of ways because there's different versions of it, if you would. There's a devout Jew / practicing Jew, and there's a cultural Jew, and then there's a Jew by birth, you know, somebody that was born in Israel, came here, considered himself a Jew, and they have a different... They have a different perspective on Israel. They have a different perspective on their community. That has got to be tough on young people, especially young Jewish people. I'm sorry, I still see them as being very much persecuted in this country. at the college level and other levels as well, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And by the way, Larry Greenfield is going to be on my show this Sunday as well.
Great guy. I love him.
Both great guys. Anyway, yes, the Jews are in their own way persecuted. But the Orthodox Jews are very, very supportive of Israel. The conservative Jews are conservative by definition. It's the liberal Jews, and I should say Reform Jews, that tend to stray. And the reason why they stray is that they're just not informed. That's the bottom line. If they actually understood Judaism, they would see how it's tied in beautifully with conservatism. There's not one conservative proposition, whether it's gun rights, abortion, minimum wage, affirmative action, you name it, that does not align exactly on all fours with conservative Judaism. So I just, you know, when somebody tells me they're Jewish and they're a Reform, I often think that they just don't know what they're talking about. They have no idea what Judaism is about, and therefore they get lost in the equation. I hope that explains it.
Yeah, no, it does. And we have been taught, you know this new, oh my God, this new law in California they're trying to push through. Now, the right is making it, they're overstating it by saying you won't be able to sell the Bible in California anymore. We're not there yet. I can see where it's headed down that road, but we're not there right yet. But seriously, I mean, you think of the, it's not just godlessness, it almost borders on heathenism, the way the legislature in California passes these laws, pushes these laws on us. But when we come back from the break, we'll talk about that and the fact, this can't be helping. I don't know if you knew this, but the GQ magazine says, the Bible's really not worth reading. It's not a book you should actually have to look at before you die.
I take all my advice from GQ, so that's, you know,
really. Well, look at me. I look like I'm the kind of guy that goes to GQ on a regular basis, don't I? Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far, people. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. Barack Lori joins me after the break, and we're going to have a good time. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Bless you, and God bless you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSam.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
That they're so much smarter than you.
What about the Twinkie?
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Everybody wants to get elected until they actually get elected. It's like, oh, maybe I don't want to do this. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much that you can do up on the website. And you know, there are smarter people than I am in the chat room, on the website, and on Facebook. So if we're boring you, well, if we're boring you to death, you have a problem between the ears. But if you are bored, there's also other people you can talk with. I want to bring my guest on. I'm having a good time. I always have a good time when I'm on. I listen to him every Sunday morning. Barack Laurie joins us. He's a real estate attorney and author of Atheism Kills. Also has his own show every Sunday morning. Barack, first of all, thanks for being here. Secondly, tell people about your show.
Oh, thanks again, Joe. The show is on Sundays at 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock on AM 870, The Answer. And it's fun. It's always an honor. I sit in the same chair that Dennis Prager broadcasts from. So I just try to channel his wisdom. I don't know if I succeed.
Go ahead.
But it's fun. Look, we had such a nice conversation, even off the air, Joe, you and I. It's really like we riff off of each other. And we talked about this crazy stuff. I mean, if it's okay, we can tell you about what we talked about off the air. It was so fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you wonder as a civilization, how the frig did we get here? Right?
Because we don't speak up. Because guys like, well, you and I do now, but there's a lot of us in our younger days, we didn't say a word. And this whole discussion started with, you know, GQ magazine coming out, the editor to say, the Bible, the Word of God, the Almighty, the one who created the universe, it's not worth reading. It's like an old comic book. Put it down and get away from it. Wow.
And you can take what the editors of GQ said to the bank. They know better.
I've used that magazine for the bottom of the birdcage, but that's a story for another day. That's where society is going. And guys, again, guys that go to church, guys that go to synagogue, guys who have a relationship with God are not stepping up and helping our young people find their way, right?
Yeah, and we need to fight for God. That's the whole point. It's not just that we do our Christian thing, that we do our Jewish thing, and isn't that nice? And you do it on Saturdays on the one hand and Sundays on the other, and then you go about your workday worlds, and you keep your personal beliefs to yourself, and you know, that's you have Christianity and Judaism have become sort of these outside beliefs that are outside the norm. So please don't bring it into the norm, wherever that might be, the office, the movies, or anywhere else for that matter. Just don't talk about it. And what I do, Joe, and maybe you do the same thing, is, you know, whenever I talk to people, I wish them a good week, a good weekend and so forth, but I always say, God bless, somewhere in the conversation. I just want to invoke God and let them know that God is there. And I would say 9 times out of 10, people respond very positively. The 10th person, you know, you can tell they've got a mission to prove to me that there is no God. You know, the schmuck tells me these things. It's very interesting. But how did we get here?
Go ahead.
Right?
No, go ahead.
10 years ago, if you were to tell us, in the year 2007, 2008, if you were to say that in 7 years, 5 years' time for that matter, the greatest civil rights issue of the day is whether a man can go into a woman's locker room, you'd say, that's absurd. That's a crazy place that you're talking about. And then you would somehow take a snapshot of the year 2017, 2018, and bring it back to the year 2007 and say, you see, there it is.
I'm kidding.
And they would say, how can this possibly happen? And the reason why, Joe, is that there's nobody putting the brakes on the rapid decay of civilization. That's what's happening.
Well, you look at where we are in the state of California. You know, we are 47th in the country in the education world. We are 47th when it comes to, you know, math and science and that kind of thing. And our legislature, those guys that, I don't know what's in the air up in the state house, but they spend the majority of their time on exactly this, on gender type of legislation, on, as you would say, you know, the bathroom legislation. Now they're talking about banning books that may help you deal with your same-sex attraction. Even a church, there's no carve-out for a church. So yeah. if a church does one of those weekend retreats where they say to you, hey, look, we're going to do dealing with your sexuality kind of thing, and you go, right, and there's pamphlets there about, you know, what God says about your sexuality, you could... They could be fined. I mean, I'm at a loss. I feel like we're in an altered universe.
Right. And they're trying to make you say different pronouns. You're supposed to say the word they now instead of he or she or his or hers. Like, never mind that it's totally grammatically incorrect.
I'm thinking of the days when I had too much to drink, and you look up at your friend and you go, how did the three of you get here? You know, it just doesn't make any sense.
But at least you were grammatically correct based upon your perception.
That's so true.
But you know what's really odd about this, Joe? Is that no one asks the question, this very simple question. How many transgenders are there in this country anyway, right?
Well, exactly. I mean, what percentage numbers are there?
I know the number. I actually know the number. And no one talks about it. Why? Because it's such an absurd low number that they don't want to talk about it. I mean, the percentage of gays in America, that's between 3 and 10%, depending on who you talk, right, mm-hmm. to talk to. The percentage of Jews in America, about 2.5%.
Wow.
Muslims, about 3%. Blacks, about 12%. Hispanics, about 18%. And so on, right? And when it comes to transgenders, how many do you think, what percentage or number of transgenders are there in the entire country?
Well, I'm not going to give out the number because I actually listen to your show, so I know the answer to this question. But go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'll tell you. The answer is 9,300. Okay, total. In all of America, there are 9,300 people. Compared to Jews, there are approximately 5 million Jews in America. Actually, 6 million, what am I saying, in America.
Okay. Now, we know people are going to get stupid about this, but let's just make the statement. Right? It doesn't matter whether there's 9,300 or 93,000. You know, humans deserve respect. They deserve to be treated with respect. And that's, we're not saying that you make fun of them by any stretch of the imagination.
No,
loons on the left know what I'm saying.
Right. What I don't want to do, it's not a question of making fun of them.
Right.
Far from that.
Right.
But they deserve our compassion, if anything. Yes. This is a dysphoria. This is bad news for them. You wouldn't wish this upon anybody. Right? I mean, if I told you I think I'm an elephant, you would say there's something wrong with me, and you'd be right. We don't want to normalize this. I don't want to make fun of them, but I also don't want my entire world to turn topsy-turvy because someone's decided that they don't feel comfortable with being in the male bathroom, and they need to go into the female bathroom.
But Barack, we have allowed the inmates to start to run the asylum. I do stories on the show all night long about, what did we have? We had trans species, people that were having arms removed and legs removed. And I always say the same thing. Where do you find the doctors to do this? You know, in the old days, somebody would do that, and what do? You go, yeah, son, you need some help. Let me get you some help. Now they go find a doctor, and a doctor will do it. He'll do the surgery. And I'm not just talking about transgender. I'm talking about truly people that are having things done to their body because they think they're a different species or even from a different planet. As you said,
right.
Who's watching the hen house here?
Yeah. Nobody's watching the hen house. And at some point, as I asked this one famous liberal that I know, I had on my show, I don't want to name him right now. I said, at what point is there a line over which you say we should not cross this? What is it? Is it polygamy? Is it incest? Is it child sexuality? What line is it that's totally unacceptable to you? Because I can tell you, based upon your own liberal argument, your own progressive ideology, I can give you a rationale why you should cross over that line. I agree you shouldn't cross any of those lines. But the way you liberals think, there's always a rationale why you should cross the line. And you'll see. Because there was a transgender line not so long ago. It was so understood. A man doesn't go into a woman's bathroom. Period. There's all sorts of obvious reasons for it. But here we are, Joe. Here we are.
Yeah. Well, that and Barack, you and I talked about this before in another show. I said, you know, we're actually giving hormone blockers to 6 and 7 year olds. I mean, so there is no line right now. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, this ties into something we talked about during the last break. No values. We have no values to life. We have no guidelines. We'll hit that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
Pictures are way too close
to me. As long as they can't see those here. We're going in. Right. Hold on. Edgar Witch's Free Ride. Come on, does anybody remember that? But here's the problem. They sold that to us in the 70s. There is no free ride. It's a joke. Anyway, I'm Joe Bussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with us on the air and the chat rooms, texting, tweeting, or however it is you're communicating with us. You can always send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com for some of you. You know, you don't want to hear your voice or whatever. And I don't like to take calls when I have a guest because you guys talk too long. Anyway, Barack Lori joins me, and I always enjoy. I listen to him on Sunday mornings. He has a show Sunday mornings here in the Los Angeles area, and you can grab it online if you feel so inclined to do it. And, you know, Barack's written a book called Atheism Kills. And it's a great book. You need to get a hold of it. And Barack, first of all, thanks for being with me. Tell people where they can hear your show and how they can get your book.
Oh, great. Well, I appreciate that. Yes, 10 o'clock, AM 870, The Answer in Los Angeles, Sundays to 10 to 11, and call in. It's always a pleasure having listeners like you, Joe. As far as my book is concerned, Atheism Kills, you can buy it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's on audiobook, hardcover, softcover, and, of course, Kindle. So,
now, you know, I got to tell you something. If you people get a hold of the book, and we talk about God a lot on the show, Brock. I'm not embarrassed to talk about any of this stuff or my faith or why I believe you should believe certain things. I actually even make fun of the Freedom from Religion freaks. I mean, I'm sorry, the Freedom from Religion Foundation. You know, they go through a town of 4,200 people. They've never been through that town before in their lives. They find a cross that's been up in the town for 103 years, and it affects them so much they have to pull over, they crawl up into fetal position, and until they sue that town to pull it down, they can't get themselves, they have to save those poor people in the town. It infuriates me. It makes me crazy.
You know, it's like those ADA compliance guys who go to building to building to make sure that the toilet paper is just so close to the toilet itself.
Oh my God.
This is what these people do, these atheists. They go around looking for churches that they think are public land or can be seen in public view, and they decide to get so offended by it. And then, of course, sue. It's despicable. The whole thing is despicable.
I remember that was actually something that was happening big time in Los Angeles County and in California. They would send a particular person out in a wheelchair or something, and he would, you know, go into the store, and the first place he could do, they wouldn't give him a chance to fix it. They wouldn't give the proprietor a chance to make it good. They would send him a letter, get a chunk of change, and it was over with, right?
Right. Total shit. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah. Extortion. That's a good way to put it. All right. Let's talk about, you know, I'm telling you, I'm going to charge for the breaks because that's the best conversation. You know, you're talking about what's going on with these kids. You're talking about believing in God. There's no value anymore. We don't teach these young people any value. They're made fun of for believing in God, but it's okay to believe that you can have sex and an abortion at 12 or 13 or 14. We did a story this week about a cheerleader. What was she, 21 years old or 22 years old or something? She was saving herself for marriage. She was a godly woman, wanted to save herself for marriage. The team wanted her to stop talking about her virginity, and not only that, the HR person thought it was asinine that she was saving herself. That's where we've come in society, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The notion of chastity or to keep yourself pure, for that matter, even when it comes to drugs, like the notion that somebody doesn't ever want to try marijuana, you know, that kind of purity, you're looked upon as absurd, that you're not just naive, but you're backward and you're unsophisticated. And by the way, Joe, there's going to be a movement coming afoot. You know, the progressive monster, as I always say, is a hungry monster. It always must be eating.
Right.
And it's not stopping with the transgender movement. That's just the latest phase. What is going to happen soon is that in the gay movement, they're going to be saying that if you're straight and you haven't tried gay sex, then you're not a sophisticated person. You have no right to complain or to claim that you're straight unless you've tried being gay. That's what's going to happen.
Well, I got some bad news for you, my friend. We did, about 6 or 7 months ago, we started doing a series of stories where we were haters, we were phobic, if we weren't willing to go out or you know, go out with another man, me being a man, go out with another man, or being willing to go out with a transgender, be willing to go out with any of that, you know, and a bisexual, whatever. Because we weren't willing or weren't attracted to that kind of lifestyle, then we were haters, we were phobics. And it scares me that we allow them to throw those words at us when, frankly, you and I, as a Jew and a Christian, are more tolerant of their lifestyles than they are of ours. We're more tolerant of them living out their lives than they are of us living out our life, aren't we?
You got it. Oh, that's so beautifully stated. They will not stop until they have somehow, this whole movement is a movement to make themselves feel better. It's a catharsis moment for them where they keep on trying these new things to somehow get over their own craziness, their mishigas, as we say in Yiddish. That's what they do. And so it's ever-increasing madness that they thrust upon us. You know, we're okay. You and I are okay. We have our love of God. We feel very satiated with God, and we feel well-adjusted. But no, these people who are not well-adjusted, they're foisting their lifestyles upon us and telling us that if we don't embrace their lifestyle, well, then we're the weird ones. How weird is that? You know, my mom once told me about this great joke, not a joke, a little story, and it's very short. It's about a king who ruled his subjects. He was a very good king. His subjects loved him. But he had his own water well, and the subjects had their water well. Well, don't you know, one day, the water well of the subjects became tainted. And the people drank it, and they became crazy because of what was in the water. And after a while, the king could not rule over his people because the crazies didn't understand anything he said, and he couldn't understand anything they said. So what did the king do, Joe? He drank their water.
Oh.
That's what it is. And so he could become their king once again. And that's what we're doing. We are drinking, or they want us at least, to drink their water. We dare not do so.
Well, I don't think we should do it in any scenario. You know what? We have a set of guidelines. We have a set of laws. We have a set because we have so that some can understand. We have a higher power, God. We deal with God. We deal with Scripture. We use Scripture as our basis. We don't use our own life as our basis, or our experience as our basis of how we believe we should live. So when you get there, and I would say the same thing to people. If you believe in God and you live for God and you do the things God calls you to do and you die and there is no God, right. What's the downside?
There's no downside. That's absolutely right. You know, maybe you're living a lie. I mean, but you know, having been an atheist, I'll tell you what they'll say. They'll say, look, all I care about is truth. And if there's no God, I want to know that there's no God. And that's the reality I want to live by. These people are very high and mighty about their belief and their non-belief. Very high and mighty about it. But Pascal's wager is what you're talking about. Why not believe in God? Because, you know, that the upside is so high and there's no downside. You'd be right in your analysis. But, of course, the proof of God is all around us.
Yes.
But more importantly, I mean, imagine a world without God. And this is the subject of my book.
Yep.
The world without God is quite horrific. It's been proven time and time again. So that if you actually knew history, and you, of course, Joe, do, but if the random person on the street actually knew and understood the horrors of atheism, they would say and agree with Voltaire's comment that if there were no God, it would be necessary to invent him. Or as I used to say, I'm an atheist, but thank God nobody else is.
We got about a minute and a half left, but you, in when you talk about your book, one of the lines in your book is about how many people atheism actually has killed. Because, you know, people right away, what do they go to? They go to the Crusades, right? Well, look what the Christians did with all the Crusades. Look at all the people they killed. Give them the numbers.
Yeah. All right. So the Crusades and the Inquisition, you put them all together. What you have in the Crusades is about 1 million people, a total over, about 200, 300 years. Likewise, in the Inquisition, you have about, 5,000 people in the Inquisition. And then you have the Salem Witch Trials, which has a grand total of 19. And you have, of course, smatterings of the other religious conflicts, for sure. But even if you could lay all these things at the feet of the Christians, it would pale as a drop of a drop in the bucket compared to what atheism has wrought upon civilization. Atheism has killed upward of 200 million people.
Wow.
In the 20th century alone, to say nothing of the enslavement of about approximately 1 billion people and the tortures and the rapes. But other than that, atheism is awesome.
Well, you know what they say about socialism and communism in some of these countries? I get the biggest kick when I've had callers before who say, the problem, you ready for this, Barack? You're going to fall over. The problem is they've never implemented it properly. Does that mean they didn't kill enough people? I don't really get what they mean by that. But listen, tell people before we run out of time where they get the book again, where they can hear you, and where they can pick up your podcast.
Sure. Okay, Atheism Kills. You can get that through our website, atheismkills.com, or just go directly to Amazon for the audiobook, the hardcover, softcover, and so forth. As far as our podcast is concerned, you can just go to Barack Lurie on SoundCloud for those. And then our radio show, AM870, theanswer.com. AM870 in Los Angeles, Sundays, 10 to 11.
Perfect. All right, guys, don't go far. I got a lot more coming up. Deontay Johnson's going to join us. He's with the Young Black Caucus. A great guy. Saw him at the White House this weekend. Got a lot to talk about after the break. Don't go far.